Well, here's something I've been looking forward to. It is part two of a conversation we started on Monday, rather, with my guest, Elise Marie Muller, on how to steward your heart through the different seasons of life. And on Monday, we started it off talking about a season that she calls plain season. Yes. And she's back again today. And we're going to talk about another season, which I think, Elise Marie, can be a challenge for a lot of people to stay at the feet of Jesus when going through the season, and we call it what? Pain season.
Yes, morning, Cynthia. Lovely to be back on this Wednesday morning. Thanks
it's
for having
so good to have you back. Listen, before we carry on, I thought maybe let's just recap just a little bit for those that may have missed out on Monday. How do you describe plain season?
Yeah, that's good. I think, do you know, Cynthia, plain season is one of those seasons which I think most of us actually miss in our life.
Yeah.
Because it's the seasons that big things are not necessarily happening. So I call it plain season because it's like, you know, when you drive long distance and you put your car in that, just that that cruise season, you know,
yeah.
And you take your feet off the pedal, you put on your favorite music and life just cruises on. It doesn't mean there's nothing bad. It doesn't mean there's nothing good. Just as a whole, you're just ticking along, you know.
Mm.
Here and there, there's the odd thing to look at or to deal with. But as a whole, in some cases, it actually feels a bit boring. Some of us are actually experiencing like, wow, man, what's this all about? Everything's the same all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why I call it plain season. And we miss those seasons because we seem to focus on all the either the good seasons or the bad seasons. But there's lot of in-between seasons, Cynthia. That's why I spoke about on Mondays. How do we actually steward our hearts in those periods? Because God intends for us for those seasons, because they're important, important seasons.
Right? I love that. And you can catch it on our podcast on the website if you happen to miss it. But today we're talking about a season that I think, a lot of people might lean in to really hear what you have to say about it, because it becomes such an important, sometimes a life-changing season. And sometimes it's so easy for us to during the pain season to drift away from the presence of God. So firstly, give us a description of what pain season looks like.
Yeah, thank you. So Cynthia, I just call them these three things just because they all start with a P. So plain season, and then pain season, and then the last one I call power season. And today we're talking about the one that I think most people are familiar with. It's the one when life is tough. So I call it pain season because it's easy for us to understand. Any of us have seasons where things just go wrong. But simply in this case, I'm not talking about, I have a headache for today, so it's pain season. I'm talking about those things in life that endure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about two hard days at the office or, you know, I'm talking about weeks, months. For some of us, even for years, we are struggling, whether it is financial difficulty, whether it is health, whether it is relational, whether it is occupational. It's those things that you've been praying about and praying about and praying about, and there is just no breakthrough. And you're just starting to wonder, why in the world is this just not going away or not getting fixed? Where is God in all of this? And that's why I call it pain season, because we all, simply have the odd bad day or the odd two bad days. This season I'm talking, it's when it goes on and on and on. This is the pain season I'm talking about.
Sure. And you mentioned something which I think a lot of us tend to slip into, to question, where is God in the season? You know, why am I going through what I'm going through? In your own words or experience, Elise Marie, I mean, in as much as we probably, if we had to choose, we would skip pain season.
Absolutely. <right? laughs>
We would skip it all the time. But it's necessary, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Cynthia, why I'm doing this talk on this is because I actually just started looking at scripture and saying, God, how do I learn from characters in the Bible on how to steward, how to go through these seasons? And that's why I look at the life of Mary. And on Monday, we actually spoke about what Mary was doing in plain season. And, and that's why I think it's important that we actually look at what did Mary do and where was she and how did she steward her heart in pain season. And that's why I want to pick up today. And it's the second story. And I mentioned on Monday, there's only three stories of Mary in the Bible. And that's why I think it's so significant for us to look at how did she deal with her heart. And and the second story is the one that we find in John 11. And we kind of know the story as Lazarus, the story about Lazarus.
Yeah.
But you know, Mary is a character in that story. And I want to pick up the story where life is, you know, life seems normal for Mary after plain season, but then difficulty strikes. Her brother becomes ill. And he doesn't only just become ill, he becomes gravely ill, Cynthia, and to such an extent that he's near to death. So here's the question. What does Mary do? How does she steward this? How does she respond? What is the Christian way of responding?
Right.
And I love scripture because I think what she does is what we are taught to do. When you have a crisis, when there's pain, when there's difficulty, pray about it. Now, in this story in John 11, we see she does it in a physical way. She sends a message. She sends a messenger to Jesus. At that point in time, he's not with them. He's in another town ministry.
Yeah.
So what does she do? She does the right thing, right, Zante? She sends a message to Jesus. In our language today, that means she prays. Absolutely. So she sends this message to Jesus because why? Because she's come to know Jesus as the healer.
Right.
In the same way that we have come to know Jesus in a certain way, so we respond to him in that way.
Mm.
So here's the thing, Zante. She sends the messenger to Jesus. The messenger arrives in the town where Jesus is ministering with his apostles, and the messenger delivers the message, and then Jesus responds. And I just want to share this with the listeners because I find this so interesting.
Yeah.
In John 11, verse 6, this is the verse. It says, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." What a wonderful, like, CV, you know?
I am loved
by Jesus. So when I prayed about it, he loves me, so he's going to respond.
He's going to do something
exactly,
very quick.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. But here's the thing, Zintlin. Verse 6, it says, "So..." Remember, Jesus said he loves her, and then he says in verse 6, "So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was at." I'm like, what?
Where's the love?
You just said you love them. Your friend Lazarus, your two friends, Martha, they're going through a painful season. Come on, Jesus, we did the Christian-y thing here, you know. We prayed, we trusted, and what do? You just don't show up.
Yeah.
And I think, Zintle, so many of us can resonate with that, especially if these pain seasons are long. We're like, I prayed, I fasted, I created a WhatsApp group, a support group to pray for my situation. And Jesus, you just didn't show up.
I'm going to ask us to pause right there,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So he said, I love them, but he stayed 2 more days. But it doesn't end there.
Story doesn't end there, isn't it?
We'll come back with it just after the music. It's awesome music on the show, and an awesome guest and an awesome conversation we are having here as well. I'm chatting to Elise Marie Muller, who's talking to us about stewarding our hearts through the different seasons of life. And today we're specifically looking at pain season. And so before the break, Elise Marie, we were talking about, how Mary, when she went through a pain season where her brother was ill, did the right thing, the Christian thing to do, right? She prayed or sent a message to Jesus, and Jesus responds talking about, I love them. I love Mary and Martha. But when the message came to Jesus, he stayed 2 more days where he was. In other words, he didn't respond with the urgency maybe that they expected, which is sometimes what we go through at times as well, right?
Absolutely.
Where, we pray and we're thinking, okay, hopefully in a day or two, the answer is going to come. And sometimes it doesn't.
Exactly. Something. What I found so amazing is that Jesus then had a conversation with his disciples.
Yeah.
And he explained to them, listen, Lazarus is not going to die. This is going to glorify God. But what I find so interesting, Zintle, is that Mary wasn't part of that conversation. She was sitting at home, so she didn't get the memo. The disciples were on the same page with Jesus, but not Mary. In the same way that we go through tough things and we pray and pray and pray, we didn't get the memo of when God is going to break through. So we need to learn that God has got a plan. But let's
move
on.
Can I just say one thing here in what you're saying, which I think is so important? Because sometimes our panic is caused, when we feel as though God is not responding the way that we expect, we panic because we're lacking a trust in God to say we don't know his heart and mind and plans concerning the situation.
Absolutely. And Cynthia, I think the key for this passage is Jesus says that God will be glorified through the events. That is the main purpose of Jesus and God in our lives. How is God going to be glorified through your pain? He will be glorified, but the timing, God decides.
Okay, what next?
Anyway, what happens next in the story, Zintle, is that Jesus eventually then returns to Bethany, the town where Mary and Martha is. And Martha hears that Jesus is on his way, and she storms out to the town and she meets him outside the town, they have an interesting conversation. At the end of that conversation, it seems that Jesus says to Martha, go call your sister. And Martha rushes back to their home where Mary is. Mm. And she says to her quietly to the side, this beautiful thing. Remember, Mary's going through this incredible disappointment because, as you know, what happened, Lazarus had died. Remember, Mary did the godly thing. I prayed, I trusted, and Jesus didn't come through for me. My brother died. Mm. So she's mourning and she's disappointed probably, and Martha walks in and she says to her, the teacher is calling you. Now, what I find so interesting about this, Cynthia, is I would have thought, you know, if Jesus loves them that much, that he would storm into the house, throw his arms around Mary and say, I love you. I am so sorry for the pain you've gone through. I'm so sorry that your brother passed away. How can I support you? Sorry I got stuck. You know, there were so many requests. But listen, I've organized the food roster for you. Lasagnas for the next 3 weeks. You know, kind of that's what I would expect. Come on, Jesus. You didn't show up in the way Mary wanted to, but at least just burst into the house and love her, man.
Yeah.
But no, Jesus waits outside Bethany, little town, and he calls her. Now, this is the point where I think we need to learn how are we going to steward our hearts in this season, Cynthia, because in that moment of incredible disappointment in Mary's heart, incredible disillusionment, she needed to choose how is she going to respond to this call, because Jesus says, my lovely daughter, come to me in your pain.
Sure.
And she needed to make a choice. And I want to share with you two big choices she made that day. Because we need to ask ourselves, how is our hearts when God didn't show up in the way we wanted him to?
Sure.
When he didn't answer in the way we trusted him to answer, Zintli. And I think we can resonate with Mary. So here's the thing. How did she respond? Because if I'm honest, I would have had a little bit of attitude in my heart there, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't have said it out loud, but I would have had these thoughts of, oh, now you show up, Jesus. You know, when I called on you, you were nowhere, you know?
Mm.
Or even this attitude, Cynthia, that could have been, well, if you want to speak to me, you can come to me.
So but she chose.
How did she respond?
Tuned in to Impact Radio with myself, Zintle. This morning, I'm not alone. I'm with the guest in studio, Liz Marie Muller. We're talking about how to steward your heart specifically today in pain season, right? And so before the break, we spoke about how, you know, then Jesus eventually shows up and then calls for Mary. Yep. And then when she comes to Jesus, she made two important decisions, which are going to be the lessons for us then on how exactly should we respond to the Lord during our time of pain.
Exactly. So I just want to say the first incredible decision she made about her heart is instead of staying in the place of disappointment and resentment in her heart and brewing in her heart like, God, you didn't answer the way I want. This is Mary's response when she heard Jesus called her. It says in chapter 11, it says, as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and she came to him. This is the thing, Zintli. In her disappointment, she ran towards Jesus, not away from him. And I think we need to learn as Christians that there are going to be times that Jesus does not show up in the way we want him to show up. He does not give the answers or the breakthrough we want. The question is, how are we going to steward our heart? Because this is the thing, we can't always control our circumstances,
right,
but we can absolutely control the position of our heart. And see how Mary turns from rather going down the resentment, the disappointment route, she runs towards Jesus. And what's the next thing she does, Cynthia? She falls down at his feet, which is such a vulnerable place to be. And what I love about it is she doesn't start with these incredible, holy, godly words of glorification, which would have been wonderful. She just very vulnerably says to him, Jesus, if you would have been here, my brother would not have
died.
She's
honest.
She's honest and vulnerable. And I think that's what we need to learn to be in pain season, because what the enemy wants is he wants our hearts to become hardened with resentment, with bitterness, with disappointment. And then we turn our hearts away because God didn't show up like I trusted him to. Mary chooses to run towards him. And the second thing she does, so firstly, she chooses to run to him. And the second thing she does is she chooses to be vulnerable. She chooses to say, I trusted you to heal him. Now, what I love about this story, Zinthle, is that she expected Jesus to be the healer.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus had an appointment with her to reveal more of himself.
Oh, come on.
Instead of just being a healer, he can also be a resurrector.
Amen.
But for him to resurrect someone, someone needs to die.
Oh,
but Mary didn't know that. So Mary's going to discover something about Jesus, which took a lot of pain and disappointment in her heart. But she's going to meet Jesus, the one who gets to resurrect her brother. She gets to participate and be part of God being glorified. But in order to be part of that, she had to go through this pain season. So sure. What am I saying? I think saying that we need to learn in pain season to do two things. One, choose to steward our hearts towards Jesus,
right,
not away from him.
Yeah.
Away from him means resentful, bitter, disappointed. Towards him means stay at his feet. Stay at his feet. Even if you are not getting the answers, stay at the feet of Jesus like Mary.
Yeah.
And the second one is keep your heart vulnerable towards Jesus. You see, if we go through really difficult things, we tend to not want to be vulnerable towards people because, hey, sometimes they actually hurt us.
Yeah.
There's one person that you can stay vulnerable to that will never hurt you, and that's Jesus Christ. And Mary took this choice. She took a choice. Instead of getting the perfect answer, she chose connection with Jesus. And that's what I think we need to learn is choose connection.
Yeah.
Above clarity. What do I mean by that? Is we would love God to explain, why did you not answer my prayer? Why did you not show up? That's clarity. We would prefer clarity. Mary chose connection.
I love that.
In that hard season. So I think what I'm trying to say, how do you steward your heart in pain season? Choose to remain vulnerably at the feet of Jesus. Then the opposite would be to develop resentment and bitterness because God did not show up in the way that you wanted him to.
That's so powerful. That is just so, so powerful. And I have no words. Thank you so much. Are you coming back on Friday?
Absolutely. See you then again.
You're going to talk about what?
Power season. And we're back with the life of Mary again.
Tune in on Friday for the last edition. And we're going to be talking about power season and how to steward your heart during that season. Elise, thank you so much.
It's been a privilege since then.
Join Impact 103 and Pop Up for our Heroes of Hope Christmas wish list project by donating any amount for one person's Pop Up Life Skills program. The cost is 3,900 Rand per person. For more information, WhatsApp HOPE to Impact 103's WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. Sure, what an absolutely encouraging and empowering conversation on the show today, man. I have nothing to say. I don't know. It's not often that I'm left feeling this way, but I'm really so grateful to Elise Marie for joining me and really just unpacking how we need to stay at the feet of Jesus and the kind of heart posture we need when we're going through tough and painful seasons in our lives. She will be back for sure on Friday when we talk about the power season. I cannot wait for that conversation as well. But from me, that's all we had time for today. Go out and spread love and kindness, even if it costs you something. Remember, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You're made in God's image. Don't ever doubt yourself. Do stay tuned to Impact Radio and, of course, enjoy the rest of your afternoon.